Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine bringing you information about the week beginning October 7th, Monday, and ending on Sunday, the 13th of October. You may have noticed that you didn't get a podcast last weekend, but then it was not easy to do with no internet and coming off a day of no power. Also, I am where Hurricane Helene made her presence known. We are much less affected here where I am, which is East Greenville County. It is miraculous that we are almost completely back up to speed here, but parts of Greenville are not. And nothing compared to the devastation in North Carolina, just nightmare, apocalyptic, historical, horrific, is what you could say. And also, I must admit I'm grieving for places, because I had so many places that have literally been destroyed that I used to love to go. And it was part of my pleasure of living here in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains and going up to see the Blue Ridge. Yeah, the feeder bands that came up, I was luckily just east of those. This is a very unusual thing that happened, that those feeder bands dumped what someone said was 4 months worth of rain in Asheville. It was flooding the day before Helene came, in places that would flood, and flooding, unusual amounts of flooding. And that was something that saturated the soil. So when Helene hit, there was just nowhere that could accommodate it. And that's what happened. And may it never happen again. But at any rate, that's why I wasn't around. And I can only post on, you know, the Sunday each week. Otherwise, I would have been able to post sooner than that. But if you are seeing the Substack posts, you're getting some posts there at least. I didn't do an astrology piece at all this week. Too much going on. But I highly recommend that you read the post that I have on emotions and the elements, which has a lot about working with weather, and that's one of the reasons my actual area here didn't even look like anything happened, except a lot of leaves were on the ground. Very minor issues for homes. It works, and you can do it. You don't have to be me to do it. So learn how. And be the guardian for your area. That's why you're there. One of the reasons you're there. All right, Monday the 7th. The moon in Sagittarius is now waxing in first phase of the lunar cycle. And it is squaring Saturn retrograde in Pisces until 10:50 p.m. that day. So it's not a very upbeat day. Maybe something happened over the weekend. Maybe this is weather-related obstacles and delays. Certainly there still are those in places that are also south of me that were hit hard by Hurricane Helene. And it also can show, though, the enormous numbers of people from foreign places or actually long distance. Sagittarius is long-distance travel, aid and comfort is coming in like you can't imagine, and trying to counteract or square the effects of obstacles caused by water, in this case rain, difficulties. But many people will be kind of down that day, so don't even try to cheer them up. You know, if you're the cheerful one, go your merry way and do something by yourself. Because Saturn is having that kind of a day, always when it's in Pisces. After 10:50 p.m. Eastern time, there is a very lovely aspect. It's a sextile from Moon in Sag to the Sun in Libra. Comes in for us here in Eastern Daylight Time at 1:49 a.m. And that's on Tuesday, but, you know, I think you can feel it in the late evening hours on the West Coast, and Mountain Time should be able to feel this too. Enjoy that, and especially because it is, you know, an energy that's coming while Venus in Scorpio is moving to trine Mars in Cancer at 6:22 a.m., which can be pretty powerful for people in relationships. And then there's Mercury in Libra coming to trine Jupiter, stationed in Gemini, and that comes in at 8:23 a.m. So, you know, it's kind of difficult with a stationed Jupiter. You might not really be getting as much information or as easily as you wish, but it is a time with Mercury in Libra that you can be having conversations and dialogues and discussions. But the Moon is going opposition Jupiter, stationed in Gemini, until 1:10 p.m. So there may be some issues with getting, again, communications somehow, and particularly long distance with Moon in Sag. It's just a day before the retrograde of Jupiter, which is, you know, I think one of the main focuses this week. We have two more. And so I'm not going to go into that in depth because I have a post coming out, which you will have, on the Substack. And that will be giving you a lot of information about Jupiter retrograding in Gemini. But we know that retrograde is internalized, so it doesn't show its benefits as much in the world, and we're going back over things, right? So the rest of the day on Tuesday, after the opposition, the Moon is going to sextile Mercury in Libra until 1:54 p.m. You got a little window there of, like, what is it, 44 minutes that you can contact people and get them to hear you and expand on your ideas. But after that, it's Moon square Neptune, retrograde in Pisces. After this, it's like literally, this is literally 12 hours because it was 1:54 p.m. when the sextile came to Mercury, and it's 1:54 a.m. when the square to Neptune completes in Eastern Daylight Time. So here is where you're over-idealizing, you're not hearing truth, you wish it was true, but it really isn't, and this can also be issues of fog or rain or other water interference in travel. Okay, so Jupiter's retrograde begins at 3:05 a.m. on Wednesday. You know, it's been on 21 degrees for a very long time. It's going to remain on 21 degrees, even in retrograde, for quite a while. So it doesn't feel like we're getting very much help or assistance or benefits, but we are, again, going back over some of the expansion and expansion of consciousness that Jupiter can have brought us in Gemini, and also all the information that you have to wade through every day. Yes, it's quite an overload of communications and information. So unless you don't have internet or phone, then you go, wow, how dependent I am on this. Anyway, there is a void of course Moon in Sagittarius for the rest of that day Wednesday, which could be an interesting thing because Jupiter rules Sagittarius and it's gone retrograde. So it's, you know, it's like a double void. It's nothing comes of it. But of course, Moon in Sag loves that because there's nothing interfering. Gallop as far and wide as you wish. but just don't expect anything to come of it if you're making plans or something like that. 5:38 a.m. on Thursday is when the moon will enter. Oops. On Wednesday, the Capricorn energy, and that will give us a relatively good time until 7:16 a.m. on Thursday. That's a long time too, isn't it? It's a sextile to retrograde Saturn in Pisces. So when the Capricorn moon can be very pragmatic and it can be annoyingly serious and, you know, authoritarian, but when we're dealing with also a moon that can be very stable and have a lot of resources to help others in structuring and doing practical things, Saturn's retrograde in Pisces is really benefiting from that energy of the moon in Capricorn. Capricorn moon will square the sun in Libra at 2:55 p.m. on Thursday, and now you will have come to the second quarter phase, waxing in light. Seems like time is going way too fast, doesn't it? I mean, it seems like only yesterday we were having a lunar eclipse at a full moon, but here we are in the week preceding a full moon as we come to the second quarter phase. And this is a time when we want to push forward in our goals and nurture the things we want to achieve and get the tools and all the stuff we need to have a success at the fruition point, a week away. After this, however, we do feel a little out of sorts, by the way, you know, when the moon squares the sun, you know. It is also an instinctive experience that doesn't really work as well with the outer expression. But at any rate, the thing that's coming next is the moon in Capricorn opposing Mars in Cancer until 6:22 p.m., and there's where you can have real issues between, you know, people who need security and want to be in charge of their home and feeling that the governments or corporations or authorities just in your own home are not hearing or caring. That is not a fun time. No, and it can turn into a big argument as well. But the moon in Capricorn is moving on to a sextile to Venus in Scorpio. So from about 6:30 in the evening Thursday Eastern Time till about 10 p.m. also Eastern Time, you have this ability to have a chord and make plans, especially in how you would be working with your shared resources. And things like loans or insurance or income tax matters, you can get some structure on that if it's something that you need to get structured on. We are coming into the end of a year, and you know, you may be looking ahead at how to deal with things that you have a new year coming. Moon in Capricorn square Mercury in Libra after that, so the discussions, forget about it. 5:35 a.m. on Friday the 11th is when that square is exact. And, you know, the moon in Capricorn is similar to the Pluto in Capricorn energy. It doesn't really want to hear anything else. Please don't give me other points of view. It's like, you're wasting your time. Okay. And it's not interested in discussing relationship either. It's not, definitely not on its mind. Moon in Capricorn trine Uranus retrograde in Taurus, not long after that, not even an hour later, 6:31 a.m., is a better time to be looking at some of the changes or things you want to do in terms of finance or real estate or, you know, just how you run your business. Some intuitive energy comes in after this when the moon in Capricorn sextiles retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 8:54 a.m. And then the obsession can arise during the time that moon in Capricorn joins Pluto retrograde in Capricorn at 11:53 a.m. It's actually stationary in Capricorn because this is the day that Pluto goes direct. And first of all, the moon enters Aquarius, which is the sign that once it gets out of Capricorn, Pluto will be in. So we have a moon in Aquarius, 12:31 p.m. Pluto goes direct at 8:34 p.m. Are you a Scorpio? You're happy about this. You will start feeling this, not immediately, but as time goes on, that something was really holding you back. And now you can get going. And this is going to be interesting in our world. You know, Pluto will be direct in Capricorn for our election. And there are some interesting things happening in terms of legal matters that were not present until recently. And here goes Pluto direct. So we're going to be watching what happens here in the U.S., but, you know, there are plenty of things going on in other places where the direct Pluto is going to make power come out, show itself, and we'll see what happens there. Let us hope that the moon's in Aquarius and it's going into a trine to Sun and Libra from that time frame all the way till 11:39 p.m. on Saturday the 12th will mean that people will start seeing what they need to see and be objective, and we can make some kind of agreements, you know, maybe peace agreements, maybe. But relationship issues will be easily handled then. And also, it's a good day to be involved in, you know, being with others. And after 11:39 p.m., we have Aquarius Moon going into trine, now retrograde Jupiter in Gemini, until 1:22 a.m. on Sunday. Okay, now that was your best time zone, the morning of Sunday the 13th is problematic because you've got squares operating. You've got Moon in Aquarius square, Venus in Scorpio until 7:08 a.m. Eastern. Well, you know, the Venus in Scorpio can be very possessive and very much into the managerial attitudes. I want to be in control. And Moon in Aquarius is not going to allow that. So it's not an easy time. Mercury in Libra will square now direct Pluto in Capricorn at 10:03 a.m. So again, don't present your arguments to someone who not only won't listen, but will probably put a stamp on your, you know, homework saying, fail. At any rate, Moon in Aquarius will then square retrograde Uranus in Taurus until 10:11 a.m. So things may be changing that, you know, I mean, Aquarius knows about change, but excuse me, I thought I knew all about the future here, Moon in Aquarius, and now you're telling me what? You know. And it's not long after this, under the void, of course, Moon in Aquarius, that Mercury leaves Libra and enters Scorpio. Oh, boy. Well, you know, Mercury in Scorpio is going to be secretive, yes. It's going to also be a detective and ferret out secrets. It's also going to be very concerned with things that are going on and wanting to manage them and not let things slip under the radar of the mind that's focusing on details. Yes, we can see that's going to be very active in these coming weeks. Let's see. In my preparations for this, I did not look at the time frame. And the Mercury in Scorpio is going to be with us until it shifts to Sagittarius. It should do that on the 2nd of November. And then it'll go into Sag. And so that will be a lightening up a bit. But it is a time, again, with the mind in finance of shared resources, income tax, loans, inheritance, and insurance. Those are big topics. Unfortunately, so is transformation and people who are leaving for whatever reason, the planet now. And so, you know, the time frame. We're going to, you know, have a little time where Venus and Mercury are both in the sign of Scorpio. So how we love and how we think. Two really important pieces that aren't always easily seen objectively. We're so used to being in the way we think and the way we feel that we don't always take that step back to look at it and say, do I really need this? Is this something I have to be involved with and feel this way? Maybe, maybe not. But we do have the moon entering Pisces at 3:55 p.m. on Sunday, and it will make a quick trine, a very short one, a four-minute trine to Mercury in Scorpio. That comes in at 3:59 p.m. The sun is moving to trine, retrograde Jupiter in Gemini, and that will come in exact at 11:52 p.m., so we may be feeling, you know, hopeful and looking back over some of the consciousness we've achieved and saying hooray, and, you know, maybe we see something good happening in the realm of relationship or some positive energies. You know, that eclipse in Libra was going to have a way with the outer world and also in terms of relationship and the areas of Libra, which are, you know, the kind of partnerships that are contractual. So one of them is marriage, but other kinds, you have to sign contracts for other partnerships. And so the eclipse was saying there's going to be a change in those areas. And at this point, if we're seeing any change, it looks kind of good to you under the trine from the sun in Libra to Jupiter retrograde in Gemini, 11:52 p.m. But the moon in Pisces is traveling towards a conjunction to retrograde Saturn, and that comes in at 2:09 p.m. Monday, which is Indigenous Peoples Day. It doesn't even say the other word in my calendar. It's Thanksgiving Day in Canada. So it's a time when people may be feeling the letdown from that sun trine, because the sun has moved on from that trine to Jupiter and squared Mars in Cancer, 4:15 a.m. Something may have happened overnight for us that is really upsetting people who have a passionate need to feel secure and matters of home and family and such like that, and what kind of laws are going on, or, you know, judgments and decisions. So that is your week. And, you know, when you're coming into the week of 14 through 20, we have, and we'll be looking at, two issues. Maybe there'll be a separate podcast for the full moon in Aries. I'll have to look at the chart and see if it brings up that much information. And then Venus, this is when Venus will enter Sagittarius. A little more playful, a little more fun. All right, so there you have it. And as always, I wish you all the best. with your experience of this week, and I'll say goodbye for now.